Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes.
And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Andrew Coppins is out today, which means we're going to party it up by talking about some election stuff right here on Critical Thinking. And, of course, I'm Pat Oney filling in for Andrew today. He's taking care of some family stuff up in Wisconsin, so he should be back tomorrow for Truth or Fiction Tuesday. And the band will be back together, which means Rumble will also be back tomorrow. There is no Rumble video today. However, you can still go to rumble.com/criticalthinking and subscribe. If you're not a Rumble watcher, if you will, you can just listen to the podcast and, you know, like, share, rate, wherever your favorite podcasts are played. That would actually be very helpful, by the way. Please do like, share, rate the podcast, especially rating the podcast so it tells the overlords of whatever platform that you're listening to that we're awesome. And it would really stroke Andrew's ego a little bit, so that would be helpful. I don't have an ego, however, because I'm a ginger. And because gingers don't have souls, gingers apparently don't have egos. Just saying. But with Andrew out, we're going to talk some elections today. I also want to ask the question, do you know what time it is? And just food for thought, that's something we'll get into towards the end of the show today. But in the back of your mind, ask yourself, do you know what time it is? And if you do know what time it is, what are you prepared to do? But first, let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on in terms of the elections. First, I guess we're going to bring up Donald Trump. The grand jury, and this is laughable because it really wasn't the grand jury that released this. I mean, they eventually did release it, yes, but it was released before the grand jury officially did anything. And that was 10 more indictments out of the state of Georgia in the 2020 elections. That's really all I know at this point in time when it comes to said indictments. But the fact that it came out before the grand jury, that just shows you banana republic type stuff that we're living in. And this is, as we have mentioned many times before, Donald Trump being politically persecuted. Now, Jason Miller and Rudy Giuliani having admitted, you know, weeks ago that, you know, they really had nothing in the state of Georgia and that it was just kind of all made up. They knew they lost and that was it. So that's not helping Donald Trump in this case, I'm sure. And so for all of you MAGA Forever people, I have a question for you. Do you know what time it is? And what are you prepared to do? But I digress. All that said, there's some other laughable information coming out around the elections. And that is Mike Pence is supposedly considering Chris Christie as his vice presidential pick. Now, Chris Christie is also running for president. So is Chris Christie planning on dropping out sometime soon? Like, what's going on there? Also, is that not the biggest loser GOP ticket ever? I don't see that one happening. I don't know why you would choose. There's plenty of other good choices if you're Mike Pence out there to choose for VP. Kim Reynolds being one. Kristi Noem probably being another just because of her name and what happened with COVID. Not saying that she's gotten everything right. She's certainly gotten a lot of stuff wrong. But why Chris Christie over Kristi Noem or Kim Reynolds? You've also got Kemp down in Georgia. That could be another potential one, especially with what's going on in Georgia right now. You would think, hey, that could be a potential right there. There are other opportunities out there. Carrie Lake, I think, could be a VP pick, a better VP pick than Chris Christie. I mean, good grief. You're considering Chris Christie as if your campaign is not already losing enough as it is. It has to get out there that you are supposedly considering Chris Christie. It's laughable. Absolutely laughable. And then there's this that Andrew actually sent me from X earlier, and I wanted to read this because I thought this was interesting. You want to know why DeSantis supporters are the way that they are. Basically, not only do we have to fight off the obvious lack of journalism from the left regards to anything DeSantis does, we mostly have to fight off the lies and deception from the MAGA entrenched right. Here's a perfect example. The Iowa State Fair averages 100,000 people per day on the weekend, regardless of Trump, DeSantis, or anyone else making special appearance. Reports on the scene that Trump security created a bottleneck to the park, making it extremely hard for people to leave, thus creating the stacking of the most of his picture. Trump showed up for a grand total of 1 hour, barely spoke, did not look great, and let his surrogates do most of the heavy lifting. Then we're treated to headlines and tweets of the same old fantastic Trump. This right here is where you're going to make a typical DeSantis supporter or uncommitted voter lose their mind. Of course, he's slowing down. Of course, he has a magnitude and more distractions than before. Of course, independents still hate him. WTF, what are we doing? The conservative media was supposed to protect and help us from falling for the traps set by the left. But not only are you not helping, you seem eager to walk right into the wood chipper yourselves. The DNC MSN overlords are praying to God we nominate a four-time indicted 80-year-old man that is only human alive with lower approval ratings than Biden. DeSantis supporters flood your feed with frantic warning signs because we maintain the sliver of hope that the policy will win out over devotion to a man that could only be bothered by the grace of crucial primary state for an hour before jetting back off to the gated palace for tomorrow's tea time. If he can actually recover in time from what seemed to be an incredible physically taxing hour for him. And Aaron McIntyre of the Steve Dace Show actually posted on X. I'm still getting used to that. I'm not used to the whole X versus Twitter thing. It's still weird. Even though I think X sounds cooler than Twitter, it's still weird. Anyway, he posted a picture of DeSantis after hours are still out versus, DeSantis after hours and still out in the sun versus Trump after 47 minutes and resting in a cool plane. To my knowledge, DeSantis has been in Iowa, I think, every weekend for the last 4 or 5 weeks now. He's been there. He's been there campaigning, going to every county, going to every meeting possible to meet with every Iowan. And this, I think, works in Iowa because, A, it's a really good Midwest state. A lot of Midwest states have really traditional, strong family values, things like that. And I think, you know, with being in Iowa, that's something that goes a long way. And this is listening to people like Bob Vanderplaats talk about the people in Iowa and how they respond to these things. I think this is a brilliant move by Ron DeSantis. Obviously, he can't do this everywhere. Yes, but the polls. Folks, you've heard me say that the only polls I will ever trust ever again are going to be the ones on Election Day. And even given what happened in 2020, that's going to be very questionable going forward, especially in general elections. That being said, the best results of any poll are going to be actual election results. Different polls skew different ways. They get their information in different ways. The methodology is different. There's just so many things wrong with just looking at polls. But the polls. Might I remind you of the 2016 election? Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, according to the polls, in 2016. Not Donald Trump, but Donald Trump won. So I don't trust the polls. Mind you, 2022 should have been more of a landslide for the GOP than what should have happened, especially according to a lot of polls. Did it happen? No. So no. For those of you that are saying, but the polls say, no, that's no longer a benchmark of reason of why Donald Trump would beat out Ron DeSantis at this point. Not one. Now, I know what they say. I'm well aware, and I would even still say that Donald Trump is still technically the front runner of this election. Now, I'm no fanboy of Donald Trump. I'm honestly not a fanboy of anybody in this election. Yes, I do tend to lean more towards Ron DeSantis at this point because he's the clear leader that I think a lot of us, especially on the conservative side, have been looking for. This is not an endorsement. This is just an observation. And to just say, well, we're going to vote for Donald Trump no matter what is, well, it's cutting off your nose to spite your face. That's the problem here. That's why I read that post on X. Because it just shows what's really going on in Iowa. Look, Donald Trump is pushing 80. He's getting up there in age. Honestly, playing golf at Mar-a-Lago for the rest of his days and just kind of chilling out in Florida and just enjoying retirement is probably the way to go. For the sake of the country. And I mean for the sake of the country. See, what's happening is that this is more about worship of a man than it is about the actual country at this point. A lot of people are upset, and rightfully so, about what happened in 2020. They want revenge. They want vengeance. They want to get back at the left. They want to get back at the people that cheated them out of what probably should have happened in 2020. Of probably what should have been the outcome in 2020. But as we've discussed before, the election was stolen before the election happened. It wasn't on election night. It was GOP state-controlled legislators across this country allowed election laws to be changed for mail-out voting. Because, you know, as Andrew would like to say, it's absolutely crazy of what happened. What happened in Wisconsin of all these votes just turning up for Joe Biden overnight. Was it Pennsylvania? I believe it was Pennsylvania that was allowing votes to come in after Election Day. And a lot of this was unprecedented because of COVID. Mind you, had Donald Trump's response to COVID been better, had he not surrendered his presidency, maybe we would have had a different outcome in 2020. Maybe that would have happened. I can't say that for 1,000% certainty, but I think you would have seen a difference. But the reason why he responded the way he responded, and a lot of states took his response and ran with it. Even Ron DeSantis ran with it for a time. And until he looked at the data and decided to turn things around. But states like Pennsylvania, like Wisconsin, like Michigan, had stricter lockdown policies, had stricter COVID policies. And they allowed that to dictate how they went about the election. They followed a lot of it. They followed the White House's lead at the time, which happened to be Donald Trump. Now, say what you want. Those are blue, largely blue states as well, and in many respects, especially Pennsylvania and Michigan. So I understand the qualm there. But how different would it have been? We'll never know. But this is ultimately where I'm trying to go with this. We have an election right now. And we've heard the phrase, well, this is the most important election of our lifetime. And we've heard that for however many elections that in the past 3-4 elections now, that this is the most important election of our lifetime. This one actually might be the most important election of our lifetime. Have any of you thought of that? That this actually might be a thing? I wanna read a poll here. I got this from Just the News earlier. And I took the poll. And it was rather shocking, honestly. I'm trying to pull it up here. The poll was from Just the News. Have Trump indictments changed your view of him? Now, for those that are in the MAGA Forever crowd, you know, there are a lot of people that are out there saying that, you know, they're going to vote for Trump no matter what happens. No matter what happens with these indictments, no matter, like they, a lot of people don't even believe that Trump is going to be convicted anyway. They think that eventually he will just get out of this and he'll be able to run for president and whatnot. And this poll kind of supports that thesis, if you will, that or hypothesis.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hypothesis of those of the MAGA Forever crowd that believe that. Have Trump's indictments changed your view of him? And it was yes, made more favorable, yes, made less favorable, no change, or not sure. Not sure only had 5 votes at the time. No change was 30% at 1,152 votes. Yes, made less favorable was at 3% at 104 votes. And yes, made more favorable was 68% at 2,644 votes. Now, that was just at the time. That poll, guys, should concern you. Should absolutely concern you. And the reason why I say it should concern you is because I question And why I asked the question at the top of the show, do you know what time it is? Do you really know what time it is? Now, I will grant this. If everything goes to trial like the left is planning, and they're trying to get a conviction, which is what the left is planning, and I think conviction is likely. Whether he's guilty or not, by the way, I think conviction is likely. So, because two things are true here, or two things are at least possible. One, that Donald Trump is being politically persecuted. We know this to be a fact. The other possibility is that he's also actually guilty. He can be both. They are not mutually exclusive. But this should concern you, because if he's convicted, how many states, like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, which I believe they all have Democratic secretaries of state, will remove Trump from the ballot? Kind of need those states, if you're Donald Trump, to be able to even think about winning the election. You need them. If he's removed from the ballot, what are you prepared to do? It's very possible. It's possible, and I think it's even likely going to happen. Now, where I will grant you is, will this go to the Supreme Court? Well, yeah. Yeah. This will go to the Supreme Court. Now, the question is, what about timing? Because I could see these court cases, before it even goes to the Supreme Court and all these indictments, I could see them taking their sweet time to drag this all the way out through the election, or at least getting close to the election so they can get a conviction and possibly get him removed from those ballots. I could see that happening. So I ask you again, what are you prepared to do, folks? Look, I'm not saying you should just vote Ron DeSantis. I'm not making that argument. I said what I said about Ron DeSantis earlier in the show because that was an observation. But are we so far gone that we are putting a man above the country? Now, I also said earlier in the show that I understand a lot of people are angry at what happened in 2020, and they want some vengeance. The MAGA Forever types want some vengeance. I don't want vengeance, folks. I don't want revenge for what happened, because we're not going to get a mulligan on 2020 anyway. We're not. It's done. It's over with. We are where we are. We got what we deserved, because we didn't understand what time it is. We didn't understand it in 2020, and I question if we understand it today. Hell, I even question if I understand it sometimes. I'll even throw myself in this fire. I want a country where my son, who I will be greeting here in just a few months for the first time, and I can't help but think, have I done enough? Have I done enough to secure a future for my son, for his children, for their children? Because we have, argumentably, and I honestly, I don't know how this is even possibly an argument at this point, we have the most corrupt president in history in the office right now. We have a completely spineless GOP in the House right now. And I'm going to keep saying they're spineless until they actually do something. I don't want to just hear talking points. I don't want to hear updates. I want them to actually do something other than just investigate and hold hearings. Then, of course, you have the president's son, all of his dealings. Mike Pence had secure documents outside, you know, his jurisdiction of the purview of what he should be having classified documents. We know that, and no one has even batted an eye over Mike Pence having classified documents. We know that Joe Biden had stuff from back when he was vice president. Again, I understand you can't indict a sitting president, but, I mean, come on. If we're going to impeach Trump over this stuff, where's the consistency, folks? That's where I'm getting at. You have one side that is able to rally their base no matter what, that is able to rally their base, and then you have another side of the political aisle that just hates you. And we're seeing it play out in real time. Now, honestly, if the Democrats could get a better option than Joe Biden, they will run that better option, especially if they feel like that person is popular enough, competent enough, and can get away with it and can actually push forward their agenda. That will happen if they can pull that off. Otherwise, they will continue to prop Joe Biden up for as long as they humanly possibly can. He's more or less a placeholder. A placeholder that essentially they are using to wipe out the other side completely. I know this because look what's going on with the January Sixers. Nothing. Still in prison. With no trial in sight. It used to be in this country that you could get a fair trial regardless of your political affiliations. But we don't do that anymore. It's all out there in the open. And here we are trying to nominate somebody that's got multiple indictments. And we just continue to put our heads in the sand. Look, I don't believe that any politician is the answer. That's why we talk about ridding ourselves in God and reviving liberty. It's why it's the number one thing in reviving liberty, because it's also the most important. It's the foundation. We have no foundation right now. America as we know it is ceasing to exist. America in terms of the ideals in which it was founded upon are ceasing to exist. But I guess this is 2023, right? You know, we gotta go with the times rather than stand up for what's right. It's going to be Donald Trump or bust. Which, come on. What happened to our competitive edge? What happened? Did we just roll over and decide, well, we're going to put up this candidate and this candidate, this candidate, but this is the one that we're going to root for, even though he probably won't make it and is highly unlikable across the independents and most of the country right now. We're going to put him up because we believe that he's the right person. How about you put somebody up that you believe can lead us? Not just your opinion of who is the right person, but who can lead? I want to exterminate the culture that war that is going on right now. I want to win. I want to make sure that family values are being upheld, that our liberty is being upheld. I do. I don't think Donald Trump can deliver that, folks. If he could, why didn't he do that in 2016, in his first term in 2016? Why didn't he prove that to us at the end during COVID? Why is he still pushing a deadly jab as if it were safe and effective? Why? That's what I don't understand. And that's why I ask you, do you know what time it is? Because at this point in time, folks, what I am telling you is that our country, the survival of our beliefs, our liberty, what have you, are at stake. And they should be more precious to you than any one person. The only person that should ever trump that, by the way, is Jesus Christ. This is why I don't like politicians, because they are charismatic enough that they are able to garner a following that it's almost worship-like. It's almost cult-like, especially in the MAGA Forever crowd. It's like he can do no wrong. Well, he did this wrong, but, you know, the other side did this, and, you know, that was far worse, so we'll let it slide. How about just holding people accountable when they deserve to be held accountable? Right is right, wrong is wrong. Regardless of what, you know, letter happens to sit next to your name, what a political affiliation you have, what religion you practice. How about right is right and wrong is wrong? But, you know, that requires a social contract, which we know is broken, right? What are you prepared to do? It seems to me like we just have a lot of people within the right that are willing to cut their nose to spite their face because they want revenge. They want to outclass the left. They want to outdo the left and be like, ha ha, we got you. We won. No, it's not what I want. I just want to win so that my children, my grandchildren, my posterity has a future in this country where they can still enjoy their liberty, where they can have life and pursue happiness. That's what I want. That's what I'm fighting for. And the candidate that will get my vote will be the guy that has a clean record, willing to get his hands dirty, but ultimately has a clean record, and then that can actually show me through leadership that this is what he's willing to do, that he is willing to fight for not just mine, but for yours and our future posterity and their liberty. That's what I want. Meanwhile, you have the president of the United States, you know, on the beach after what happened in Maui, saying that he didn't have a comment on the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. So much for his unifying leadership that he would be the great uniter. Right? And look, is Joe Biden, you know, allowed to be on vacation and stuff like that? Sure. He should be on a permanent vacation, though, on the beach somewhere. And we should be letting someone that really cares about the fundamentals of this country and the liberty in this country and trying to protect those things be in office. That's all I'm saying. And I don't think the answer is Joe Biden. I don't think the answer is Donald Trump. Given everything that we know that's going on, how could it possibly be? And look, I'm just going to punt on the be or not to be today. Andrew will be back tomorrow. I'm going to leave it at that. This is what I want you guys to think about. I want you to think about this. What are you prepared to do? And do you know what time it is? Do you know? Because unfortunately, as a country, all the evidence points to the contrary. Either that, or we know what time it is, but we just don't want to deal with the realities in front of us. So don't get lost. Remember who you are. No means no. And for all that is good and sacred in this world, please wake up. Please know what time it is. And let's do something about it together. I'll see you tomorrow with Andrew.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
The Real Housewives is a guilty pleasure for most. But if you're looking to not feel guilty about that pleasure, tune in to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino, where I break down all the messy moments and behind-the-scenes antics of Bravo's popular franchise. And on Everything Iconic, I also interview celebrity guests like Kelly Ripa, Keke Palmer, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and more about their guilty pleasures, their past work, and so much more. So if you're pop culture obsessed and find yourself watching way too much reality TV like me, tune in to Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.